time.
Call WAOV Radio today and let us put you on the road to success. 1-800-876-0173.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob and Tom.
Don't bring your dead cousin to a party. That'll ruin it.
That's usually a good,
that sounds
good
like
rule
a,
of thumb, yeah.
Sounds like the lesser-known Ray Stevens catalog.
Or, yeah, the lost verse in that Roger Miller song. Yeah, well, you don't bring a dead cousin to.
Bob and Tom in the morning and highlights all day long.
Listen to the Bob and Tom Show right here at 5 a.m. weekday mornings.
Thank you for listening to WAOV's Talk of the Town. FM 97.7 is WAOV, Vincennes.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. President Trump making another push for a border wall in his proposed budget for 2020.
The president is asking for $8.6 billion in new wall funding and proposes $2.7 trillion in non-defense spending cuts over the next 10 years. The House Budget Committee chairman blasted a proposal ahead of its arrival, calling it dangerous.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Several countries grounding the latest model of Boeing 737 jets after a deadly crash in Ethiopia.
A witness to the crash saying the plane was hovering with fire coming from its tail before crashing to the ground nose first. Ethiopian Airlines confirms the plane's black box recorders have been recovered, although there are reports at least one is damaged. The crash was the second in 5 months involving a Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Fox's Simon Owen, the plane went down minutes after takeoff, killing everyone on board. This is Fox News.
Get the hottest floor.
Finding the right remembrance in a difficult time is easier when you trust Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has memorial gifts to send to your friend or family in their time of loss, including angels, memory boxes, wind chimes, and crosses. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery provides free local delivery, so call 812-886-4444. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bussern Streets, Vincennes.
This community contact is brought to you by Vincennes Water Utilities, the people who think about your family's water all the time so you don't have to. The members of the First United Methodist Church at 411 South Perry Street in Vincennes will open their kitchen to the public on the third Saturday each month with the invitation, come to the table for a free community lunch. Doors open at 11:45 in the morning. Lunch will be served from noon until 1 p.m. Anyone who would enjoy a free lunch is invited to attend. That's at the Free United Methodist Church, 411 Perry Street. Once your not-for-profit program or event on Vincennes Water Utilities Community Contact, well, just click on the Vincennes Water Utility box at newsknoxcounty.com. Make your life a bit less stressed. Get and pay your Vincennes Water Utilities bill online. It's a flexible, no-hassle, and secure way that saves you time and effort. Log on to vinutilities.com. vinutilities.com for online bill receipt and payments.
Harvest Foods is hiring and will accept applications for food process workers. What's your name?
Connie.
And how long have you been at Harvest Foods?
33 years.
What keeps you coming back after 33 years?
It's a good place to work and people are nice to you.
Apply at Harvest in Huntingburg, 4689 South, 400 West, or in the Industrial Park off Highway 41 in Vincennes and online at FarBestFoods.com. Harvest Foods is hiring.
Pay the bills.
It's March. Are you feeling lucky? Lucky enough to come spin our wheel of savings? Hi, this is Tracy from Grundman Shoes, 906 North 7th Street, Vincennes. And we want to see how lucky you are and save you some money. Come in now till St. Patrick's Day and ask to spin our wheel to see which color is going to be your lucky color. Will it be $5, $10, or $20? Or will you hit green and receive $30 off a regular price pair of retail shoes or boots? Come into Grundman's today and ask to spin our wheel for your lucky savings.
KCARC. Jamie Neal, I recommend 1972 because it's a great asset to our community. We enjoy it as a family. There's a lot of different activities from the gaming room to basketball to the inflatables to laser tag. We highly recommend it. It's a great location for birthday parties to, you know, just taking your kids there for the day.
Discover the possibilities, KCARC.
Do you want to stop smoking or chewing tobacco? Hypnotist Ralph Weber will be in Vincennes at the Holiday Inn Express at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, March 13th. While hypnotized, Ralph will give you powerful suggestions to lose the interest in all tobacco products and have no withdrawals. Mark your calendar now for Stop Smoking Hypnosis at the Holiday Inn Express, 7 p.m. in Vincennes, March 13th. Only $60 and register at the door just before 7.
Are you looking for news, weather, and sports without the wait? Click on to NewsKnoxCounty.com, your trusted source for local news, local sports, and local weather information 24/7. NewsKnoxCounty.com.
And here's another community event now from WAOV. The Jasper Memorial Hospital and Healthcare Center will offer a bariatric support group for individuals who've had weight loss surgery. The group meets the second Monday of each month in the Medical Arts Conference Center at 721 West 13th Street in Jasper. Participation is free. No pre-registration is required. For more information, call 812-996-0357 for the bariatric support group.
WAOV weather brought to you by Quest Orthopedics. To nominate a local high school athlete for the Quest Orthopedics WZDM Athlete of the Week, just go to WZDM.com, click sports, then Athlete of the Week. Fill in the form at the bottom of the page and submit it.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s, clear tonight with low around 30. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the low 50s. For Wednesday, cloudy, 30% chance of morning showers, highs in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy, chance of morning showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM, WAOV.
Welcome to Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. Greg grew up in the furniture business, officially joined Grizzly & Son Furniture back in 1974. He's co-authored a book entitled Preview, won the Century Furniture Outstanding Designer Award. Greg was named to Who's Who in the World and joined Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery in 2013. And he's on the radio here at 97.7 FM WAOV.
Hey, what a great Monday we've got today, Greg.
Wonderful day out there today.
All right, and this is Ask the Designer, like you heard Mr. Announcer say. And, you know, as I've done more and more programs with you, Greg, I find out that people ask me, and I say, no. You have to ask the designer. And, you know, that's why we're here, isn't it?
Well, that's what happens when you're the partner in the crime.
Yes. Okay. All right. Today, our subject is remodeling.
Yeah. You know, it's spring. A lot of people think about a remodeling project and what are they going to do and how can we spruce up the house or we need an extra bedroom or this or that. So I thought, well, we'd talk about some of the pitfalls of remodeling. Just because, you know, you have to realize that going through a remodel is not a smooth, easy process.
Nope.
No. And a lot of people think, well, we'll just remodel and it'll be really easy and we'll do this and we're going to spend this much money and we'll be done in 4 weeks and that's the way life is.
That's a TV show, right? As you pointed out 1 week.
That's right. Exactly. It only goes like that on the TV shows.
Okay.
So we're going to start with this. Five unofficial side effects of going through a remodel so that people can think about these possibilities when they go into a remodel. You know, we all know we have symptoms of if we get a cold or something, you know, runny nose and watery eyes and all that business. Well, a remodel has side effects too. Side effects like long delays and uncircumspect circumstances that raises the budget, you know, costs more money. And then the terrible dastardly deed that says, oh, when we opened up the floor, guess what we found? Or when we opened up the wall, guess what we found? Because you can't see it all, you know. So the other thing that they have is they have scope disease. You ever heard of scope disease?
No.
Well, you know, this is a sneaky affliction. It affects you when you've got an idea in mind about your budget and your schedule. You know, and let's say you're going to just do the kitchen, okay? You're going to put new cabinets in and paint and everything. And then all of a sudden the kitchen's open to the living room, and you think, well, if I paint the kitchen, the living room's gonna look a little dingy. We probably need to do that. Well, if we're gonna paint, maybe we ought to change the flooring. This is called the scope infection, because the scope of the program changes when you first plan the thing. You know, all of a sudden you've got three rooms to do instead of one, and your budget isn't big enough to handle it all. So the thing is, if you decide to do one room and stick to your schedule, stick to your budget, don't go beyond that unless you know you've got enough wiggle room. You know, a lot of people say they set a budget and they're not going to go over that. And the average job, Mark, the average remodel is usually 50% more than what they planned on doing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that happens. And part of that, scope infection. You know, the rest of that is obsessive design disorder too. That has a place in that. You know, and then the fact that that's a sickness that affects most homeowners, designers, architects, contractors, just about anyone who's interested in home design. This is when you know you're hanging out at some friend's house and they say, boy, you know, I wish there was some way I could change this room. And you say, oh, well, why don't you do this or why don't you try that? You know, obsessive design disorder is harmless until you put it into play. And then once you plant that seed in that woman's mind about, oh, well, you know, it wouldn't take much to knock that wall out. There goes the budget.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know. That's the kind of the rest of the story. The other affliction is, why did we stay here? This is when they've had to move out because of remodels and an intensive large scale remodel. And it's like you have to move out of your house to do this. So you don't have your own bed. You don't have your own bathroom. Why did we do this? Why do we have to stay here? Why couldn't we got a better place? Why is it taking so long? When are they going to be done? You know, it's like taking your kids for a car ride on a Sunday afternoon. We there yet, Dad? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? How long is it going to be before we get there, Dad? You know, same thing with the why did we stay here disorder. You know, you have to hear it for weeks on end. You know, then you've got the remodeling-induced gastrointestinal distress.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're renovating the kitchen, so you have to resort to endless meals of drive-through and takeout food.
There you go.
Okay, and how tired do we get of that so quick when you're doing three meals a day because the kitchen's torn up? You don't have a refrigerator, you don't have a stove, you don't have an oven, you know. It's like, I don't know what I want to eat, but anything I eat bothers my stomach because we've not had a decent meal for weeks on end, you know. The idea is, if you don't want to have this problem, you create a temporary kitchen before the remodel. Move the old appliances to the basement or out into the garage. Make sure your grill's got a full load of gas on it so you can grill outside, even if it's winter. You know, if you don't have any space for a spare kitchen, check out the internet for restaurants or little home country food places that deliver, you know, and do that. Then you have acute renovation-induced memory loss. That's called rose-colored glasses in our normal everyday terms, because this occurs after the project's ended. Everything was beautiful. It was so much fun. Oh, no, it wasn't a bother being torn up for weeks on end. No, my husband didn't mind not being able to find his pants for 3 weeks. No, the kids didn't mind. We lost all their school books. They were thrilled to death, you know. unexpected delays always happen, so it's going to go on and on and on. But this is all forgotten when it's done. You walk in your new kitchen or your new bathroom and you go, isn't this beautiful? Aren't you glad we did this? All that's in the past. You're 50% over budget. You've done the whole house when you plan to do one room. And everybody's happy except Dad that pays the bill.
All right. This brings us to the perfect break. If anybody would want to continue with remodeling after all those caveats there, the rose-covered colored glasses really kind of bring you around, or nobody would do remodeling.
That's right. That's right. Because when you get done, it was really worth it. You know, when you get done, it's really worth it. You've accomplished a goal. You've got a nice new nest that you're going to enjoy for years on end. You know, it's definitely worthwhile. But if you go into it knowing this, it can be a rose-colored glasses a lot earlier in that remodel if you realize those are some of the things you're going to go through.
Let's take our first break. We'll be back with more Ask the Designer here at 1450 and 97.7, also streaming at newsknoxcounty.com. Gosh, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll continue on with remodeling after these messages.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has gifts for moms, dads, sisters, teachers, friends. Gifts for everyone, for every occasion, in every price point. Rugs, pictures, plaques, you can even decorate and stock your kitchen at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery. Call 812-886-4444 and your gift will be wrapped and ready when you stop in. Regal Furniture and Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
My boyfriend can't stop drinking until he drinks too much. A friend suggested Al-Anon family groups. She said there are no dues or fees. At first, I was afraid to go to Al-Anon. I felt like a fool to care about somebody who can't stop drinking. But Al-Anon members know exactly how I feel. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
I am the one who resists the tug of popular sentiment.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
Greetings, my friends. Great to have you here. Rush Limbaugh, the most listened to radio talk show in America.
Where freedom is our number one priority.
I love this country so much. I love the American people so much. I want this to be the greatest damn place on earth forever.
Tune in to Rush Limbaugh right here on WAOB.
There's some place you can turn to when you absolutely, positively need the truth.
One of the things you're going to learn in life is you've got to be yourself. And you can't, you know, give in to peer pressure and change your views just because they are popular or not popular. Just be yourself. That's my advice.
Sean Hannity is on.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 4 on WAOV. We are looking at about 3:17. This is now daylight savings time, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you miss your hour of sleep?
No, you know, the spring forward doesn't bother me. The fall back is when I have a harder time adjusting. I don't know why that is, but it seems like that fall back in the fall is hard for me to adjust to. I feel like I lose more rest that way or something. I don't know.
On the opposite, I just cannot stand that whole spring thing because it's so dark now when you get up, and I'm a relatively early riser.
Uh-huh.
And I just don't understand how it makes our life better unless I was a golfer. And if I was a golfer, I would be ready for this because then it'll be light quite a bit after we get home for dinner, right?
Right.
Okay. So now we've settled that. And, you know, some places still don't do daylight savings time. I think Arizona's still out and Hawaii's still out.
Yeah.
But Hawaii's so far out, it
doesn't really matter. They're in a totally different time zone anyway.
So we are on the subject of remodeling.
Yes.
And of course, just any day now, remodeling inside and outside will be a big deal. So this is really, you're right on time with this.
Yeah. It's the time a lot of people are thinking about it. I've got... I've had people coming in asking about remodeling and, you know, what do we do? How do we do it? You know, now there's certain things that when you're going to do a major remodeling, you have to realize certain things. We kind of made a joke out of the remodeling diseases at the start of the show, but now we're going to talk about something that's really, really true. Number one, you have to realize when you're going to remodel, it will upset your daily schedule. You know, if you're used to getting up at 6 o'clock and reading the paper in your breakfast nook and they've got the kitchen torn apart, you can't sit in there and read your paper and have your cup of coffee. You're going to have to find you another place, you know. The exact routine of that kitchen is going to be messed up, okay? Now, it does, and even if the kitchen's intact, the living room might not be intact. And maybe you like to sit there and watch the news in the morning with your coffee. Well, that's not going to work. So you just have to realize that it's going to upset your daily schedule. You get home from work, the house is going to be in disarray. You know, it's not going to be all put together and nice like you're used to. You know, it upsets your daily schedule. If you go home for lunch, you may have to fight through the throng of workmen, you know, sitting on the porch having their lunch for you to get in and find something for you to eat.
So, or the workmen got there before you got up or you wanted to get up.
Right. Yeah. That's the other nice thing about your schedule. They usually start real early. And if you like to sleep in till 9 o'clock, it ain't going to happen when you got workmen there, you know. The other, you know, the rest of that story is there will be dust. I don't know how many times women have said, I knew it was going to be dirty. I knew it was going to be dusty. But I didn't know I was going to have this much dust. My gosh, it's everywhere. It's upstairs. It's downstairs. It's in the basement. The cat's dirty, too. I mean, it goes everywhere, and it really does. And again, you know, if you can accept this and say, okay, we know it's going to be dusty. We know it can't be clean every day. We know it's got to be that way. And accept it, we're fine. But some women just can't stand having dust in their house like that. And, you know, so it makes it very, very difficult for them. Not only is their daily schedule upset, but how their house looks is upset. And a woman, when her house is not what she thinks it ought to be, she's upset. And, you know, if mama's not happy.
Yeah. Heard that one.
Yeah. And, you know, the rest of it is it can be an emotional roller coaster. You know, it's like, oh, gosh, we're going to finally get that kitchen. Oh, well, how much is the new drain because it wasn't in the right spot? And how much is the new wiring because we need a bigger fuse box? How much is, you know, it's an emotional roller coaster. Contractors know what they're doing, and for the most part, they find most things. But in contractor's defense and a planner's defense, you never really know what's going to happen to get the walls opened up. Mark, you've been through lots of remodelings. You've owned lots of buildings. You own, I know, a couple of old homes. And you realize that all this stuff, you know, it's not really made up. It all happens, you know.
And nobody gives you a bid on an old building. It's a guess. It's
right.
A, we're going to try to do it for this. But you're right. As soon as they open it up,
to the best of our ability, we think it'll be about like this,
right.
You know. And people ask me all the time, well, what would it cost to remodel this house? Well, depends on what you want. You know, if you want Waterford chandeliers in that dining room, your budget of $600 for a light fixture ain't going to work. You know, Waterford chandeliers are cost a lot more than $600. So,
is that where you start with the budget, or do you start with a dream? Where do you
start with a dream?
Okay,
you start with a dream, and say, what can we do to this? And a lot of people call me in, and they go, and I had someone not too long ago ask me, you know, I'm wanting to remodel my house. Who should I talk to first? I said me. And the reason I say talk to an interior designer first, now notice I didn't say interior decorator.
Right.
Because a decorator is color coordinator, fabric coordinator, style coordinator. But a designer has got some architectural background. So you know about supporting walls and, you know, this sort of thing. And I've walked into, you know, I walked into a place one day. this was some years ago, they were building an addition on, and the addition was getting finished, and the two halls were perpendicular to each other. And the addition was under roof, and it was like, well, how do we get to that part of the house? Nobody knew. General contractors aren't really room planners. They aren't really, you know, they don't do space planning. Architects do some space planning, but most architects don't sell furniture. So they space plan on square footage and budget in mind and things like that. And then, and they do a great job. I wouldn't take anything away from architects. A lot of times you've got to have an architect to know that you're structurally sound, you know. But the problem is they don't know what size sofas are or tables or beds or, you know, a lot of times you get in a bedroom and the architect's drawn a big walk-in closet with double doors that open out into the room, you know. Well, I'll tell you what, that kills sometimes as much as a third of a room or in a small room, half the room for putting anything in it. Because when those doors open up, they have to stick out 3 feet in the room on each side of the opening in the closet. That doesn't give you a lot of space left on the floor for stuff in the room. So if you talk to an interior designer, you're going to be somewhat ahead because you can say to him what you're wanting. And then if I'm doing a remodeling plan, and I've talked to someone about their house and so on, I try to drop in the furniture as I'm designing to make sure it's all going to fit. They're going to have like 7 seats in the family room, enough space to open the dining room table with the leaves in the table. The family room that they want to have more seating in than they do now, or the small nook where they want to have kind of a parents' retreat, something like that. Kitchen, enough space, good workspace to work in. You know, I walk into a lot of kitchens and ladies will say, well, my refrigerator's over there and my table where we all eat's over here. And she said, the only thing I get done is running from the table to the refrigerator all evening long while we're having supper because I forgot the ketchup or the kids want another glass of milk or my husband wants some more tea and I'm running back and forth clear across the kitchen to that refrigerator. So, you know, you need to think logically about location of items in the kitchen. You know, the dishwasher should be near the sink because you need to scrape the plates and clean them somewhat before you can put them in the dishwasher. You know, we don't have the dishwashers that got the full-blown garbage disposal in them. They've got the new ones that do a really good job. You don't have to really clean your plates first and then put them in the dishwasher. But you still can't throw it in there with all the bones and scraps and the food, you know, residue still on it. So, you know, again, you know, when you're working with that idea, talk to someone that's got some experience in space planning. And I don't want to pick on young designers because I was at one time, but I can tell you from experience, you learn a lot as you develop ideas for people. You learn yourself what was maybe not the best idea. And, you know, that's part of inexperience. It's not part of not being diligent about what you're doing. It's just part of inexperience. And then working with contractors, you know, when I draw a plan, it's a finished plan. It doesn't mean that the door is supposed to be 6 inches to the right of where I drew it. It's supposed to be there for a reason because maybe I've got a chair on the other side of that door or something. But a lot of times, you know, contractors, general contractors, if they don't have a real plan from a professional, they'll think, oh, well, you know, there's a big support stud there and we'd have to cut it out and kind of jack up the wall and hold it up, put the new studs in to move that, put that door right there. But it's very important that that door go there if you've got a professional space planner that's done it for you.
Do you personally, do you start out with a yellow pad of paper?
Yep.
And then eventually it comes into that drawing. But literally it's a yellow pad of paper.
And I measure the whole house first.
Okay.
That's the first thing I do. Measure the whole house. Make my notes as I go along. Because usually when you go to measure, the woman will be talking to you most of the time you're there. So you got 2 sheets of paper, one for the drawing and your ruler going, and you got a second the sheet underneath is where you put the notes. Well, I want to make sure I've got enough to seat 10 in the dining room, or I need to have enough space because the boys play sports. I need a locker close to the door where they can throw their gym stuff. I need a laundry room because I've got five boys and they all play sports. I do, you know, three loads of laundry every night. And, you know, so those kinds of things are what you need to know so you can put that space where they need it.
So it's not just the dream of what they want it to look like. It's the actual
function.
Usefulness, the function
right.
that is what you're going to live with longer than the dream, I guess.
Right, right. I had a lady probably 4 or 5 years ago that came in the store, and she said, Greg, she said, I want to tell you something. She said, 20 years ago, you looked over our house plans for us, and you said, do not put that laundry in the basement. You've got room for it right here. If we make a little closet, set the washer and dryer in there, it's going to be right off your kitchen. You can check the laundry and stuff without running up and down the steps. And she said, at the time, my husband and I talked about it, and he said, well, I kind of think that's a good idea. And she said, well, she said, it is handy. She said, 25 years later, I really appreciate it, because she said, I wouldn't be able to go up and down those steps now. She said, I could have then and didn't think anything about it because I'd always done it in our old house. But she said, I never really appreciated it until about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I realized that, yeah, she said, my hips and my knees are still in good shape because I've not ran up and down those steps all those years.
Hey, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Ask the Designer, sponsored by Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustron, I think, downtown Vincennes. That's the right address, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay, good. And you guys are open 6 days a week.
6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 every day. And then, of course, I'm there for evening appointments or other days. You know, like I was working in Greenwood, Indiana yesterday, so on a Sunday. So we go when our client needs us.
All right. We'll be back after these messages and the news and sports.
From the 97.7 WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. The Knox County Election Board has decided to stick with use of microvote machines for the city council primary in May. Two Democrats will face each other for the nomination in City Council District 1, covering City Districts 1 and 2. Voters in those two precincts will be the only ones to cast ballots in the May contest. Knox County Clerk David Shelton expects a very small vote if numbers from a recent referendum that would be the 2013 pool referendum are any indicator. One area the primary will save money in is in early voting starting April 9th. Shelton and office worker Carol Smith will represent the respective parties in watching early voting. Shelton estimates that move will save the city of Vincennes about $3,500 in election expense. Vincennes police arrested a Vincennes man yesterday following an incident at the Super 8 Motel. Officers found 27-year-old Michael Saucerman allegedly acting disorderly. He faces charges of criminal mischief and public intoxication. And Knox County is again the home of the Illiana Watermelon Queen, Vincennes Madison Hyden, the 19-year-old daughter of Tammy George and Toby Hyden, was crowned over the weekend. More news at newsknoxcounty.com. I'm Tom Lee.
The winter doldrums continue both in our weather and our markets. Good afternoon, I'm Gary Truitt with your closing market update from Hoosier Ag today. May corn finished at 362 and a quarter down two, July 371 and three quarters down 2.5, and December corn finished at 387, a loss of 2. May beans closed at 980 and a quarter down 5.25, July at 904, down 6, and November beans finished the day at 925 and a quarter, down 5.25. Double-digit losses in the wheat. March finished at 422 and a quarter, down 10.5. May at 428 and one half, down 11. Cattle futures for April closed at 128.98, down 68 points. The only green ink we saw was in the hogs. April at 62.98, up $2.36. I'm Gary Truitt, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.
Why do you want an in-home design appointment? Because you don't want a sofa that won't fit your living room or that doesn't match your carpet. By having a designer come to your home, they can ensure that the furniture you purchase and the fabric you select fits perfectly in your home. Contact Greg Risley at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery and let him help you plan your home's new look. Call 812-886-4444 today. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bustern Streets, Vincennes.
Three area teams playing for semi-state titles, two of them playing each other. I'm Tom Lee with the WAOV Radio Sports Beat. That area matchup will be in the first game at the Hatchet House on Saturday with 25-2 Bar Reeve taking on 20-7 Bloomfield. The 4A matchup will follow that between 21-8 Center Grove and 19-7 Ben Davis. At Seymour on Saturday in the semi-state game in the southern part of the state in 2A, 26-3 Linton will play 26-1 Shenandoah. Then it'll be the 3A championship between 23-3 Silver Creek and 20-8 Indianapolis Attucks. Saturday's winners move on to the state finals at Bankers Life Fieldhouse to play the northern semi-state winners. So semi-state games are being played at Elkhart Central and at Lafayette Jeff coming up this Saturday. We've got more for you at NewsKnoxCounty.com. I'm Tom Lee reporting for 97.7 WAOV Sports. Here's a community announcement for you from 97.7 WAOV. The Hoosier Uplands Early Head Start for Pregnant Moms program is going on now. It offers free and fun learning for the entire family. You can get your questions answered by trained, trusted, and friendly staff. They're taking applications in the Hoosier Uplands Head Start and Early Head Start area. Call 812-849-4447 or look up HoosierUplands.org.
Your 97.7 FM WAOV weather forecast. For this afternoon, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 50s. Clear tonight with low around 30. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs in the low 50s. For Wednesday, cloudy. 30% chance of morning showers. Highs in the mid-60s. And Thursday, partly cloudy and breezy. Chance of morning showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 70s. That's your forecast from the talk of the town. 97.7 FM WAOV.
What a fantastic start of the week.
Yeah.
We're going to give it a 9 because then 10's coming later in the week,
right?
I hope so. You are listening to Ask the Designer here at WAOV. I'm Mark Lang. Greg Risley is the guy that you ask because he is a designer, not only a school-taught designer, the experience of decades.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, decades, you're right.
Sorry to make you feel old, but... That really helps, especially in a big project, because a remodel is a huge project,
right,
even if it's one room, which
right,
of course we know is not going to be.
Lots of crazy details, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I've drawn wiring diagrams for people and stuff, and like where to put outlets, and they go, oh, why would you put one there, you know? The one thing that always gets them, and I always put an extra switch by the front door. That's for the outdoor outlet, so when you plug in the Christmas lights outside, you can turn it on and off with a switch and not have to go outdoors to plug them in and unplug them. And everybody, the men really love that idea.
I do. That's
yeah,
great.
Because that's usually the guy's job to go unplug Christmas lights every night. So now we're ready. You know, we've already talked about the pitfalls and the problems that remodeling has. So now we're going to talk about how to find a renovation team and how you go about doing that. So who to get to help you build your vision. And, you know, perhaps you're looking at different things. You need to kind of figure out what professional you want to talk to. Are you wanting to talk to a total revamp? Or you want to talk to somebody, give you ideas on both, or do you want to talk about a whole house or one room, or what are you going to do? And the first thing that I encourage people to do, just like we talked a little while ago, is talk to a designer, because we take your ideas and then hopefully help find what you need. A general contractor will come in and say, okay, I'm here. What do you want to do?
Gotcha.
Well, I want to build an extra bedroom on. Well, how big do you want it? You want to add a bathroom too? You want to have closets? Like how many windows? You know, although if you're standing there going, looking at him and going, well, I thought you'd have some ideas. Tell me about that. Oh, no, I don't do that part. He said, I just build it. You know, once you got a plan, I build it. So you need to find somebody to do a plan. A lot of times, you know, people hire a general contractor, an overseer, to look at all of it. You know, that can be an interior designer, too. And maybe an interior designer is a little more prone to do that than a general contractor. Because here again, the general contractor is going to look at, okay, the code says there's outlets every 6 feet. You're okay there. You have to have so much window space in a home that you're okay there. You have to do all these technical things. But he doesn't care about your chair is going to be right across the room from the TV in perfect lineup. You know, and that's something that almost every man says, I don't care what you do with the house. I want my chair right across from the TV set.
And no glare.
Right, no glare. So, you know, those kinds of things. So your first team member should probably be an architect or an interior designer. Because we create concepts, we can draw plans. They also offer construction management services involving consulting, coordinating. There's been lots of homes. I picked everything out down to the last faucet for the house, where the outlets went, where everything goes, all the lighting. And people say, well, that's pretty expensive. Well, yes, it is. But at the same time, you get a house done. You've got lights where you need it. You've got the right number of outlets. You've got rooms that are big enough to hold the furniture. The furniture is the thing you want, the way it looks. And you haven't had costly changes along the way because the general contractor's just built you a 12 by 15 room. And you walk in, you go, well, I don't want the window there because that's where the sun comes up. And it'd glare in our eyes, and that's no good. We're going to have to move that window. Oh, okay, that's only $350 extra to move that window. And then, you know, the walls, the closet's too little. Well, it's $1,000 to tear out the closet there and put in a new one. And, you know, and all of a sudden that planning that you pay your planning person to do, you know, is not a great deal of money, you know, because it saves you in the long run.
And maybe saves you some consternation of getting upset.
Well, I had a guy years ago that said, I don't like paying a design fee. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I'll keep track of the hours. You keep track of the advice I give you and how much it saves you. And when we get done, we'll compare notes. And so we got done and we compared notes. And I said, well, your bill's $3,000. And he looked at his list and he said, well, you saved me $7,500.
Boom.
I don't mind paying you that fee at all.
But that makes some sense.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's used to make a faucet. I'm not sure they really still make this faucet because I haven't looked at that faucet for a while. But they used to make a faucet that was $15 and had a temperature setting on that faucet so that you could adjust the dial to the temperature you wanted it and just flip it on, and the temperature would be what you wanted when you stepped in the shower. It was $15 more than a standard, you know, hot, cold, mm-hmm. adjusting
yeah.
shower, you know. Now, it didn't cost me $15 to tell that to somebody, you know. But yet, it cost them $15 more. But again, the aesthetics of the thing was, man, you just flip the shower on, you're ready to walk in as soon as the water gets to the scale it should be.
The first shower cost you $15 extra.
Yeah.
The second shower was $7.50. The third shower was,
yeah.
I mean, pretty soon it's nothing.
Right. Well, and not only that, but when you say it's $15 more, they go, I don't care about that. I like that idea of convenience.
Right. Yeah, you bet. You know, you bet.
It's like, okay, 800, a microwave that is low price and it only is an 800
watt
microwave, and it burns stuff, and it, when you try to defrost something in it, it cooks half of it and all that. And the thousand watt was maybe $100 more. It doesn't take long after you're aggravated that your food's not warm, then it's burnt, you know, in the little cheapo that you picked up, you realize you should have spent the extra $100 and you've been a lot happier. Now, those are the things that a home planner, architect, or interior designer does for you. There's architects say we can draw the plans, but you need to talk to somebody about the space that you want, the stuff like that. And a lot of times, you know, two heads are better than one. So if you have an architect, it doesn't hurt to bring a plan to me and have me look over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to make sure there's nothing missing in it, or there's an idea, or, you know, something that, you know, I'm not going to say I draw the perfect house plan, but I sure try. And try to think of things that other people forgot. People that, you know, over the years have said, oh, I wish I'd done, you know, this or that. Or maybe they decided not to do a suggestion I had and said, boy, that was a really mistake, Greg. We got the house done. Realized we should have done that. So, you know, if you get a good plan going, you're going to be happier. You know, design build firms offer design and building services, some of them with in-house architects, others by doing contract. The problem with design build firms is they usually specialize in one certain type of look, and you don't really have a choice of the products that you can buy or the products they use in the building of the house. So you don't really have any control over the quality of the structure of the house or the quality of the structure of the furniture. You know, because a lot of times that's just something that they kind of throw in. The design build firms throw that stuff in to get the job so you don't have to do it yourself. But you don't get the quality maybe that you should have, you know. General contractors just build by the plans. Your landscape architects do the outside. So if, you know, if you're going to put a team together, you might want to start with a designer, so they can design the house and be available to you to offer advice on who to use, who not to use, things that work, things that don't work, electrical situations, you know, special needs. You know, and now with the greenhouses, the idea of a greenhouse,
right.
Consequently, there's a lot of techie stuff that's going on that people didn't know about. Like the blinds we put in for you, Mark, here actually can be wired in to the house. And then you've got an app on your phone that you can look at the house and go, oh, well, afternoon sun's coming in on that side of the house. Punch a button and those blinds will close. And you save heating and cooling, and, you know, again, it's a little more costly to wire the blinds in direct, but in a short period of time, you recoup those initial dollars.
We're going to take a break. Be back with more Ask the Designer with Greg Risley right here at WAOV.
Anna.
At AT&T, we believe that access to affordable home internet brings you incredible opportunities. You can enjoy the power to explore a digital world of possibilities and connect with family, friends, and the things that matter most. That's why there's access from AT&T. If a member of your household is a SNAP participant, you may qualify for home internet at a discounted rate of $10 a month. No commitment, no deposit, no installation fee. Plus, get an in-home Wi-Fi gateway at no extra cost. Call 1-855-220-5211 or visit att.com/aware to learn more.
SNAP refers to the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Pricing excludes tax. Service will include a monthly data allowance depending on the type and speed of service you receive. If you exceed your monthly data plan allowance, you will be automatically charged $10 for each 50 gigabytes of data usage in excess of your data plan, even if less than 50 gigabytes is used. For details about data allowances, go to att.com/internet-usage. Wi-Fi enabled device required. Other restrictions apply.
Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery offers in-home design appointments, not just for furniture, but to design and decorate your windows as well. Blinds, shades, valances, drapes. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery has the latest materials and patterns available. Each room and window is unique, so call Greg at Regal Furniture today, 812-886-4444. And be sure your windows are dressed to impress. Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 4th and Bessarin Streets, Vincennes.
Get news when you want it and information when you need it. On 97.7 WAOV and NewsKnoxCounty.com. Hi, I'm Tom Lee. Join me for news anytime you need it, around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and online at NewsKnoxCounty.com. So when you need information, you know where to turn. It's in our name. News Talk 97.7 WAOV and online at NewsKnoxCounty.com. Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every second and fourth Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
Just a program reminder that City Council meeting will be on the air here tonight about 6, and then the State of the City address from Mayor Joe Yocum will also be live here at WAOV. Now, this is live with the designer, Greg Grizzly, and the guy who just keeps him on track. And Greg's over there, I'm over here, you're wherever you are, which is kind of cool. Greg, let's wrap up this whole remodeling thing and try to get it all put together, because people are really going to go nuts.
Well,
soon.
We're going to continue it next week
because
we don't have enough to do today.
Good.
But where we're at now is we're down to the interview process. When you get your pros together, interview them, ask them for references, go see projects they've done. You know, a lot of times I have people ask me for references. I'm glad to give them a reference. You know, it's not a problem at all. And then, you know, go see some of these projects or ask to see pictures of them, you know. I carry several in my phone so I can give people an idea of what I've done in the past, you know. So if they're in the store and they say, well, what have you done and where? And, you know, I won't necessarily give names when I'm showing them pictures, because I don't want to, you know, betray those people's privacy, but I'm glad to give names for references. And then if they want to let the people see what we've done in their house, that's totally up to them.
There are some people who would just love to show you, right?
Yeah. And there are some people that don't want anybody to know that they had help. So,
okay.
You know, you got to know who to tell and who not to tell about. So, and I always ask people who get a job done, do you mind if I use you as a reference, or is it okay? And, you know, surprisingly, most of them say fine, no problem, you know. I always laugh, and a lot of people ask me for reference. I say, well, the best reference I can give you is that my ex-wife pays me to do her stuff for her. And they go, well, you must be good then, and that's the end of the discussion. And it is true, you know. Mary Risley has always been very good to recommend me to people. So,
well, you can't beat that. And we are going to continue this discussion on remodeling on the next week's program. But
right.
we would be remiss to not bring up the word recipe.
That's right.
Right now.
That's right. Garlicky chicken dinner, Mark.
I'm in already.
Okay. Prep is 25 minutes. Bake time's 45 minutes. 8 servings. Pound and a quarter of small red potatoes, quartered. 4 medium carrots cut into half-inch slices. A medium red onion meat cut into thin wedges. Tablespoon of olive oil. 6 cloves of garlic minced. Of course, you can buy that already minced in the jar. It's a little bit easier that way. 2 teaspoons of minced fresh thyme divided. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. A teaspoon of pepper. A teaspoon of paprika. 4 chicken drumsticks and 4 bone-in chicken thighs. 1 small lemon sliced and 1 package, 5 ounces of fresh spinach. Preheat your oven to 425, and while the oven's heating up, combine the potatoes, carrots, onion, oil, garlic, thyme, salt, pepper, and toss to coat it. Transfer to a 15 by 10 by 1 inch baking pan coated with cooking spray. Now, that's about a roaster size pan, that 15 by 10. And a lot of those are non-stick, but I still like to spray them with a little bit of cooking spray just to make sure nothing gets real crusty. Then in a small bowl, mix the paprika and the remaining thyme, salt, and pepper. Sprinkle the chicken with the paprika mixture. and arrange it over the vegetables. You know, tuck in the wings and tie the legs up and, you know, make him comfortable in his little bed of veggies there. And remember, you know, you've rinsed your chicken first and dried it before you add the herbs and spices. Top with the lemon slices. Roast until a thermometer inserting the chicken reads 170 to 175 degrees. The vegetables are just tender. That's about 35 to 40 minutes.
Not bad.
In the oven. Remove the chicken to a serving platter. Keep it warm. Top vegetables with the spinach. And roast until vegetables are tender and spinach is wilted. About 8 to 10 minutes longer. Stir vegetables to combine with the spinach and serve around the chicken on your platter. And you've got a pretty presentation, a good meal, and you've got easy, you know, just chicken legs and thighs and easy, easy meal. Wonderful taste.
Wow. You know, I didn't eat lunch until like 2:30, 2:45. I thought I wouldn't be hungry for dinner, but now.
The garlic. That garlic. You know, I don't know. If I smell garlic, I'm automatically, I'm hungry just like that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
If I smell the discussion of garlic today, for sure I'm hungry. This is Ask the Designer, and I'm going to ask you a few questions here to get us to the end.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, you work at?
Regal Furniture.
And Gift Gallery.
Yep.
Okay. The Gift Gallery has... a lot of, to me, there's besides a lot of different things, there's a kind of a kitchen or food kind of area.
Right, right. And we're carrying Wind and Willow now. A lot of people really like the Wind and Willow products that you add to. And you know, we've got the, since we're going into warm weather, we got the soups on sale right now. So
well, that'd be for me.
You know, pick up a few packages of soup mix and you're ready for, you know, because we're still going to have a few cold days yet.
And you have a bereavement section.
We have a bereavement section that's very popular.
And really has some interesting things in it.
We try to have a large variety. Jane and Becky do a great job with that area. And where more people are finding out about that, we do carry that. And we don't charge for delivery. So.
And, you know, we you just named Jane and Becky. You really have help there.
Oh, yeah.
They're terrific, a great team.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very, 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 very good. So,
yeah, sometimes they sing along, don't they?
I don't know about that.
Okay. They sometimes don't whistle while they
sometimes
work.
They give me one of those looks, and it's like we really don't agree with that. But
oh, but we'll take care of it anyway.
We'll do it the way we want to. I think is what they mean.
Oh, they wait until you come down here.
Yeah,
you come down, and then they change everything around.
That's okay.
Your hours at Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery:
9 to 5, Monday through Saturday evenings by appointment. You know, we try to be there when you need to come. Not just on our hours. Try to offer a nice selection. Remember, what's on the floor at Regal Furniture is just a smattering of what's available, because the sofas, chairs, tables come in different finishes. Sofas and chairs come with different fabrics on them. There's all kinds of new fabrics today that's really user-friendly fabrics, family living fabrics. Our recliners have a new selection of smart solution fabrics that's on them. All those kind of facts actually help reduce stains and spots and easy to keep clean. So, you know, that we don't have to yell at the kids, don't take that in the living room. You know, they can live with it.
And the nice thing, as you said, is, you guys are ready to help you wherever you are, or wherever the customer is in their process, right?
Right. We try to be.
All right. That is, Regal. Furniture and Gift Gallery, Ask the Designer program. I'm Mark Lang. Greg Grizzly is the guy with all the brains out there, and we will see you next week.
that's it for this week's edition of Ask the Designer with Greg Grizzly here on 97.7 FM WAOV. If you'd like more information, go to Regal Furniture and Gift Gallery, 102 North 4th Street in downtown Vincennes, or call Greg at 812-886-4444 and Ask the Designer.
I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House defending President Trump's proposal to allocate billions of dollars for a border...